Trump reveals Dan Bongino picked to be deputy director of FBI. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 23, 2025. President Donald Trump announced that Secret Service veteran Dan Bongino had been picked to serve as the deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. In a post on Truth Social, Trump praised Bongino as a highly respected special agent with the United States Secret Service, adding that he is now one of the most successful podcasters in the nation. "Great news for law enforcement and American justice," Trump wrote in his post. "Dan Bongino, a man of incredible love and passion for our country, has just been named the next deputy director of the FBI, by the man who will be the best ever director, Kash Patel. Dan has a master's degree in psychology from CUNY, and an MBA from Penn State," Trump added. "He was a member of the New York Police Department, New York's finest, a highly respected special agent with the United States Secret Service, and is now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve." Trump added that with Bongino working with Kash Patel, who was recently confirmed to lead the FBI and sworn in, and Attorney General Pam Bondi, fairness, justice, law and order will be brought back to America, and quickly. "Thank you, Mr. President, Attorney General Bondi, and Director Patel," Bongino wrote in a post on X. In an interview with Breitbart News in 2023, Bongino weighed in on cocaine that had been discovered in the West Wing of the White House, stating that there is simply no way the Secret Service did not know who it belonged to. Bongino added at the time that the government was so messed up and so corrupt right now. "Argue all you want about the deep state being a conspiracy theory or whatever, that's all bullshit. It's real," Bongino said. "We've already seen corruption in the intel community, the FBI. Are we going to find out? The answer is I don't know, I can't predict the future. But let me tell you this, I'm just looking in the camera and begging the Secret Service leadership now. Just don't do to America what the FBI did.